Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
So here we are.
Yep. Pretty exciting.
Launch day, Culture Club HTX. I'm Shavana Robert-Schreiber, one of your co-hosts, joined with
Lisa Holland-Nelson. And today, I have to say, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for 7 years today.
Happy anniversary!
Of Astound Digital Marketing Company.
Happy anniversary.
I'm so excited. And to start this on this incredible day, 7 years ago, I started what I thought was going to be the best thing ever, and it has been. And now
you mean
I'm
me?
Adding to it.
You mean meeting me?
Well, I met you 12 years ago.
Well, you know, whatever.
But close
anyway. Enough. Yes.
Actually, merging into Astounds, and now I'm merging with you.
We merged and we're married for Culture Club HTX, and we're so excited. So just to give you all an outline, since this is the first time you're hearing from us, Culture Club HTX is the brainchild of Lisa and myself, all started from us being together at a conference back last October, where Lisa walks on stage and says, "Stay tuned. We're taking our show on the road." And I think, oh, she's just joking. She wasn't joking. And here we are.
This is our road.
We're on the road.
We are ready.
We're on the radio road. So what are we going to be talking about? Well, obviously sports, CJ's Corner, which is Lisa's most favorite person. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about community and culture. So all those things that make Houston the heartbeat of Texas, which is something I love to say. We'll be talking about fashion because how could we not? And business.
Old fashionistas never die.
Exactly. Fashion and business. So that's the segments that we'll explore. And so today we're going to start off talking about CJ's Corner. And the first thing, one of our most favorite topics, family. But what happens when family stuff goes a bit sideways, like what happened with the McNairs? So good news. The lawsuit got dropped.
Yes, that's the best news, and that the family is going to have an opportunity to reconnect, hopefully, and get along, and that the lovely Janice McNair is going to get to live the life she wants to live. And she is absolutely a lovely woman and has helped so many people in Houston beyond the football team, as did her late husband, Bob. And we're just thrilled to see that go away so that we can have our Texans, which everybody knows. I cannot wait till August to see the first game. I'm so excited. Lots of cool stuff is happening, and you're going to talk about the potential draft.
Yeah, so agree with everything you said about just moving past that sort of rocky chapter and lawsuits, blah, blah, blah. That's all over, and now we can talk about exciting things like, did you know that we are among the top suitors for free agents? So as you know, right now it's kind of quiet time for football, but lots of things are happening. So on the 13th, I think is the actual date, so March 13th.
My birthday.
On your birthday. And for your birthday, we're going to be talking about the free agents that the Texans are going to, like, maybe get or in the running to get. And four that come to mind that I think are most notable that I think would be guys who would really add to the team and maybe get us to the Super Bowl: Noah Brown, Josh Jones, Steve Nelson, and Eric Murray. Those four. Now, I mean, of course, you know, who knows who we'll actually get? Who knows if we'll get those? And there's several others on the list, but those stood out to me. And I'm thinking, if we think of your favorite, most favorite CJ and what he's been able to do with the team, and if he were to get even one of these guys, I think that might be the secret sauce. That may be the next thing that we need to take us to the Super Bowl. Do I sound like a Dallas Cowboy fan now? Because, you know, they always think they're going to the Super Bowl, like literally every year. for the past 59 years.
I don't know that, and I don't care about the Dallas Cowboys, which I probably shouldn't say. However, I will say that I'm impressed with D'Amico and what he's doing, and I think that his recognition that what we really need is depth.
Yes.
We need backups.
This is what I mean by these four guys, right? Because these four guys will just augment the, I think, amazing team that we already have, and that'll give us the depth that we don't currently have. So exactly.
Yeah.
And this is why when you look at the full list, so you all should go check it out, of the potential free agents that we can get, you think, well, really, kind of any of these people will help us, because they just do that. They add to the depth and just make us a stronger team, because, you know, it's football. It's, you know, physical sport. People get injured, You need to have depth so you can just sub them in, sub them out, and keep it going. March to the Super Bowl.
March. I think we are going to go to
March
to the
Super Bowl for March. Anyway.
For my birthday.
For your birthday.
I want a birthday present of the Super Bowl.
And you know what? Perhaps we should send D'Amico a calendar invite, because you know we're famous for that. We just send people calendar invites and just expect them to show up on the show. So, D'Amico, look in your email and be on the lookout for a calendar invite from Shivana or Lisa at Culture Club HTX to come to our show and talk about it. Maybe on Lisa's birthday. I'm sure you'll be busy. But if not, we would love to have you to come and talk about the free agent options and, you know, who you think you're going to take.
Okay. Let's talk basketball a little bit.
Sure. So, you know, we got a new basketball coach. And I think, you know, speaking of controversy, as we started our sports section off with, I mean, he came with a little bit of controversy, not from a coaching standpoint, but from, you know, his sort of personal life. But we are turning the page on that. And actually, I mean, the Rockets are looking pretty good.
I mean, he's doing a really good job, right?
I mean, he's doing a really great job. And, you know, sometimes if you just look at the standings, it's easy to think, oh, you know, well, you know, maybe we can't expect too much out of them. But actually, that's not true. If you actually know anything about basketball, which, you know, a lot of people who have the sometimes the people with the strongest opinions are the people who know the least about the topic. So I understand that. But I actually think that the Rockets are going to be a team that we will be able to look at and be like, gosh, we really do have the trifecta in Houston between the Texans, the Astros, which, you know, are my most favorites, and the Rockets. I just feel it. I feel it. I feel like this upcoming season is going to be an amazing one. And I'm excited. I'm ready. Let's do it.
I think all of basketball happens in the last quarter, so we have plenty of time yet. Right?
Right. Before. No, of course. We have plenty of time.
Yeah.
But I just think it's important that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's sometimes, you know, we sports fans can get a little impatient and we can get a little unreasonable, quite frankly, and think that, okay, you get a new coach, you get a new player, and boom, boom, bang. It just doesn't work like that. I mean, even with the Texans, if you think about it, D'Amico came. People had a lot of opinions about that. He needed time to get set, get his team together, the coaching staff, the players, et cetera. And now look. But it just takes time. So I feel like we're in the same place with the Rockets. And this is why I think, look, just be on the lookout. Basketball season 2024, everybody, hold on to your hats. Because I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
You're talking about the season that starts like in October, not the one we're finishing now.
No, exactly. That's my whole point. It takes time. You have to build momentum.
Gotcha.
Don't make any assumptions. Don't jump to conclusion. Everybody relax. It's going to be great.
But just to clarify a little bit, D'Amico did do it in his first season. He didn't need a second to get us turned around. I just have to say that, you know.
So now
everyone knows where my heart is, straight to football.
Straight to football. So we had a love letter to CJ, and now you're drafting your love letter to D'Amico.
Yes.
But before you finish it, we have a new team that's come to town.
Oh, I'm so excited about the Houston SaberCats rugby team. This is so cool. Does anybody even know we have a rugby stadium? Like two exits outside of 610 on 288. Fabulous stadium. Rugby is being built as a family event. The prices are great. The experience is really fun. And the first game is Saturday night, which will have been last night.
Yep.
And hopefully the Houston SaberCats won. But the rugby league is exploding across the U.S. And rugby as a sport is really growing fast. So,
you know, and so I remember, again, you know, I'm going to always go back to the historical perspective because, you know, that's just how I roll. So I remember when maybe a couple years ago, World Cup, and people were like, oh, no one's into soccer. And then, okay, lo and behold, everyone's into soccer, and it becomes this big thing. I think rugby, I think that's going to be the thing with rugby, especially because, to your point, it's sort of being dubbed as this family, because it is a family sport, something new, something interesting to bring your family, your friends, colleagues, whoever to. And it's so affordable because I know you love the Texans, but many people are priced out, right? It's kind of expensive to
very
attend the game,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Even if you get free tickets, let's just say, you know, just to be able to really attend
buy
the game.
Buy a Coke.
To buy a Coke is $77
it's
or something
ridiculous.
Like that,
it
right?
It is ridiculous.
Exactly.
The best thing is bottomless popcorn.
Right.
And that's like $13, but you can get it for the whole family. So you keep going.
After seven containers of bottomless popcorn, then maybe. But the point is, rugby, it's a different situation. So I think, again, just like we know Houston to be, always something new, interesting, and fresh. And I think the Sabercats, I'm excited. I think it's going to be so great.
Well,
and then that'll be, gosh, I mean, we'll have four teams then in town. So we have
five.
Who am I missing?
The soccer team.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
Yeah, hello.
Do we think
and those two soccer teams, the Dash and the guys.
You're right.
Which I can't think of their name right now, so help me, please.
I'll just let you sweat.
Oh.
So here's the question, though. So do we think that the rugby team will get football fans, soccer fans, basketball fans? Or do we think, I mean, obviously there are people who just like rugby, but how much of a crossover as a marketer,
what is the crossover? I think there's a lot of crossover, honestly, with soccer. It's fast like soccer.
Fast
and
like
it's
soccer.
More similar to soccer. I mean, I know it's thought of like football. The ball looks like a football, but honestly, and I used to watch it, and we had teams when I lived in New Jersey, you know, and it's a fast sport, which is like soccer. It's like soccer.
Yeah, it's like soccer, but the speed of the sport, as you mentioned, much like basketball.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this combo.
It's got a lot of the whole thing. The stadium is beautiful. The family tents are incredible. There's activities for everybody, and it's inexpensive. So it's going to be a wonderful experience. The season opens in March, like it does, yes, March 2nd, and goes through the spring, so the weather's nice. Great new this isn't our first year, but this is going to be the big year for the Houston Sabercats.
So, coach of the Sabercats, look into your calendar, look into your email.
No, it isn't Mike. Mike is the president of the group.
But we're going to send you a calendar invite, and maybe you'll come on and talk to us about your season. So excited.
Thank you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm so excited to welcome our new partner, SheSpace, a women's co-working community that's so much more. Welcome, SheSpace, to Culture Club HTX, and you can find out more on how you can join SheSpace at SheSpaceHTX.com. That's SheSpaceHTX.com. Join now.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me,
why? Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Something special is brewing in College Station.
It's Marble power dribble. He just cramped it over the right side and through the dunk by Julius Marble.
The Texas A&M Aggies play here on the Texas A&M Sports Network from Learfield.
Texas A&M versus Mississippi State. Game coverage begins Wednesday night at 7:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
So, Lisa, yes, you are the pulse, I think, on all things related to technology and many things, but definitely technology. I mean, I really do. I think about you as the person who has her finger on the pulse. Technology business, I feel like you have that on lock. And as I understand it, there's a new player in town.
I am so excited about this. And I, like everybody else, I hope, read about it this week in Innovation Map, actually, which was great. And last week on our show, I was talking about commercialization, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen in Houston, which is so frustrating. I've been involved in the tech world for 20 some odd years.
Yes.
Judging business plan competitions, paying attention, trying to help startups, working with venture guys.
One question on the business plan competition.
Yes.
And the judging part. Are you judging the plan or the fashion or the what are you judging?
I'm judging everything.
Are you judging it all? That's, I had a feeling.
It's really fun. I mean, I'm going to take a minute and say the second year that I was a judge, when I had enough, like, oomph, guts, ego finally to speak up amongst these brilliant venture capitalists and lawyers and consultants that knew everything about technology and business plans and startups and all this. They finally, you know, were critiquing, and I finally go, guys, you don't look good. Your stomach is hanging out. That shirt needs to be tucked in. I couldn't stop thinking about how they looked.
Correct.
And that's one of my seven laws of living. I have Lisa's seven laws of living. And one of them is, if you don't look good, presentation is 9/10 of the law.
Well, and this is important about this story in particular, because this new kid on the block, which we'll talk more about in a second, they're here to give out money to help startup companies. And your point is valid and well taken by me. You have to also look the part, because we're human. So before I hear what you're saying, I see you.
That's,
I see
right.
How you look, and I make some decisions. That's just to be human. So anyway, tell us more.
They say we have 8 seconds. I think it's one.
Lisa has one. Everyone else has eight. But tell us about the new kid on the block and what they're up to in the world of technology and venture capital.
I'm so excited. The name of the new kid on the block, in case you don't know it, is Fathom Fund. And they are a $100 million VC fund that's launched in Houston to back technology founders, technical founders. I am so thrilled to have this money here. They're looking to build out a portfolio of advanced computing, material science, climate resilience, and aerospace startups.
Well, they picked the right place for the last two, for sure. So climate resilience, aerospace startups. I'm like, check, check. Houston, we're here. You got the right place.
Yes. And the fund is founded by longtime investors, managing partners Paul Shang and Eric Belke. And I'm just thrilled. I mean, I don't think there's much more important than money. I mean, unfortunately, we talked again last week, follow the money. Where's the money?
Where is the money? Maybe we should. Oh, yeah, that's right. So our business segment going forward is going to be entitled, Where's the Money?
That's right.
Because it is most
without
important.
Money, you can't do anything. But along with money, and I'm assuming that this is what they're going to do, which is such a great opportunity for everyone in Houston, is they're going to be an advisory service.
Yes.
They're going to teach you things that you need to commercialize, to, you know, not just start the company, not just take the idea to, oh, gee, here's a concept you could trademark, or you could this, you could that. You have to get to commercialization to get to the consumer, the end user.
Correct.
And hopefully they're going to be there with marketing strategies and distribution plans and financial plans and absolutely everything it takes to become a successful business.
And if you need a wardrobe consultant, Lisa,
I'm available.
It's available. So please send us an email or a calendar. Maybe they should send you a calendar invite. And you know what? I bet you they're going to be at the ION. They're going to have some sort of a presence for sure.
Oh, I'm sure they will
at the ION, because, I mean, that's one of the hubs. I think one of the main hubs.
Well, there's the ION. There's the Canon. There's the
Green Street Lab.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, there are so many opportunities around Houston to engage with this incredible innovation community.
Well, and you know, so one of the other things I love about Houston is, so you have one thing that happens. So we have someone coming into town with $100 million ready to hand it out. So then you have someone that says, hey, we got to come up with a way to get more people to Houston. And that someone is Frontier Airlines. So They have 17 new nonstop routes in the U.S., and one of them is service to Intercontinental Airport. It's like $39. Now, here's the deal. You might be in the storage part of the airplane because I think the ticket's only like $39. So either you will have to fly in the storage compartment, or by the time they add on, I don't know, a tax for breathing, your bag, you know, whatever, then you may be at the price of a regular ticket. But nevertheless, I thought that's, I was like, hey, that's fantastic. So for $39, those of you who are not in Houston or and in a rush to get here, you can come to Houston on Frontier Airlines. Lisa, what?
Yeah, I know. You can see my face. No, my face is really going to, what's their safety record?
I don't know.
And their on-time record.
No clue. However, for $39,
hey,
you can make your way to Houston. And if you're, you know what, if you're if you're a startup company in the technical space of material science, climate resilience, or aerospace, and you need money, you're going to get into the hold of that aircraft for $39 and get to Houston.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, who cares? I mean, not who cares about the safety record, but my point is that's less of a concern. More of a concern is getting to Houston as fast as you can to take advantage of these opportunities, because this is just one. And we talked about the Ion, and I know just this week we were talking with our friend Joey from Cup of Joey about all the-
who's going, he's going out to be Cup of Joey Incorporated.
I know.
Did you read that? I'm so excited. So he's doing Cup of Joey's all over the place. We're segueing into the next conversation, I guess. But he's doing Cup of Joey's all over in all different, like, innovation centers.
So for people who don't know Cup of Joey, can you tell a little bit about what it is?
Well,
what is
Cup of Joey? Joey is this extraordinary event, basically, that Joey started at Innovation.
Joey
at the
Sanchez.
Ion. Joey Sanchez started at the Ion, and it's Friday mornings. Like, I think it's 8 to 10 or 9 to 11. I'm not sure, but it is. There's usually 100 or 200 people who show up to basically network. There's like a theme every week, I think, but it's not like there's some big speaker you have
nope.
to listen to. It's absolutely glorious fun, breakfast and networking, and deals are made and partnerships are found, and it's just absolutely wonderful. And one of our dreams that we've been talking about was doing something with Joey at the Ion, and before we could even ask, I saw that he's made Cup of Joey Incorporated.
And the stars have aligned, as they always do. It's like, yet again, here we are. So Cup of Joey, be on the lookout for a calendar invite. No, but seriously, I think this is...
I went on LinkedIn.
I know you did.
And said,
we'll be there. You did. You've already set up the show. But you know what? There's some things that can only happen in Houston.
Yes.
And the idea that a person could say, hey, I am going to do a coffee breakfast network, because it didn't start off with 200 people.
No.
It started out with like two people, like Joey and like Joey's friend, right? And that
know.
Was it. No, it did. I do. I actually had
did
to.
Did you go in the beginning?
No, but I just know.
Okay.
So I just know because I know people. I know people who go all the time. So it started off. I mean, it was just an idea. And I think that's the thing about Houston that I love so much, especially as it relates to business, is that literally you could just come. I mean, look at us. You could just come with an idea, some tenacity, some grit, and the willingness to work and get out there and realize your dream. And then here you go. You go from yourself and your friend having a cup of coffee at the Ion to 200 people now to expanding this concept. Get together. And you said it. Deals are made. Networking happens. Partnerships, et cetera. All because he just said, you know what? I think this is a good idea. I see a need in the market and I'm going to fill it. So shout out to Cup of Joey and all the Joeys out there who just go for it. I mean, I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I agree. I haven't been very many times, but every time that I have been was absolutely a blast.
Well, we're going to go. So we're going to go. We're going to look on the calendar at the Ion. And please.
Every Friday morning.
So perhaps next Friday we will go. We will go to Cup of
perhaps.
Joey. Yeah. And then we can talk about it. Yeah. We'll go to Cup of Joey. And we can just talk about it. We can experience. We can talk to some of the people that are there. And let's get some stories. Because I think that's the other thing that would be interesting is to hear from some of those people who've had those deals made, who've made those connections, those partnerships, because they showed up. Someone put it together and they said, okay, cool. We're going to show up. So let's go. We're
okay.
doing it. We're doing
okay.
it.
Joey, watch out.
No, you say watch out. It makes it look, you know, no, not watch out. Joey, welcome. Welcome. Welcome us with open arms. Welcome to Culture Club HTX. And we can't wait to see you on one of the Fridays in March.
Joey, watch out.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I often talk about in Houston, and I say all the time about Houston, I actually had this whole conversation this morning via text about how I literally think that Houston is one of the best cities in the world. And I've been all over the world. I'm not one of these people who say that and they've been like to Beaumont, right? Like I literally have been all over the people do that. And you're like,
I agree with you, and I have too.
Yeah, you're like, where have you been? They're like Beaumont and Austin. You're like, okay. But I've been all over the world, and I think Houston
is. And we love you, Beaumont.
We do. We love Beaumont and we love Austin. Okay. But I'm just saying.
I know.
I think Houston is one of the best cities in the world for a number of reasons, primarily because Houston is one of those places where anyone can come from anywhere. You can plant yourself in Houston. You can start a business. You can raise a family. You can work at a great company, healthcare, energy, aerospace, et cetera, et cetera. Now technology. And you can be here forever and ever. Like our friend Elizabeth Francis, who is 114 years old and has been in Houston for, I don't know, like 7+ decades or something amazing. And I know your family has been in Houston for a very long time.
What, very long.
Five generations?
I'm the fifth generation. There's no sixth, which is crazy. All of my parents' grandchildren were born outside of Houston. But we had 2 7th generations, if you could call them that.
Yeah. Oh,
my granddaughters. The third granddaughter was born in Colorado, but two of them were born here. I'm very proud to be a fifth generation Houstonian. I spent 24 years in Manhattan and Princeton, New Jersey, which was fabulous. But
sorry,
I never
Houston.
Meant to leave. And I'm not so sure I meant to come back. And coming back for me was just incredible because Houston showed up like my father always said it would. Always said, nobody cares who your daddy is here.
And coming from your daddy, that kind of goes a long way.
A big deal. But he said, you know, we're like a town of entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs were like gunslingers.
Mm-hmm.
You come to town and you see the show, you know, like you just, but you got to show up.
You have to show up.
So people in Houston with integrity,
yes,
who show up, it doesn't matter where you came from or what your lineage is or anything else. You can play in the game.
And you can win in the game.
And you can win.
And this was my basic point in the conversation I had earlier this morning was, yeah, there are other cities that are great. And, you know, you list out the arts, the food, you know, the culture, et cetera. But it's hard to get connected. It's hard to land and expand. Another thing that I like to say, land and expand. Houston is a place you can land and expand. And not just in one area, not just in business, but also in community events and efforts and philanthropy, like Crime Stoppers, for example.
Yes. And just a little aside before we get into Crime Stoppers, which you know I love, but I really built my business being involved in the community. When we started in 2003, I really didn't have funds. I had no money. So I started going out and networking and volunteering,
mm-hmm.
which I would advise anyone to do. You meet tons of people and you never know who you know. You never know who you're standing next to.
That's right.
There's an opportunity with absolutely everyone, including Crime Stoppers. So, I don't know, 12 years ago, I was fortunate enough to interview Rania Mancarius, who was the new CEO of Crime Stoppers, for my other show, Women Mean Business. And before I met with her, I looked at the website. And back then, it was just a wanted poster. But the wanted
the
poster,
website was a wanted poster?
Strong. It was the tip line, but it was black.
Mm,
like it was okay. This big black box. So I walked in and said, you need to fix this. And so we've been fixing it. We've been their client and partner for at least 12 years. And I'm so honored to say that this year Astounds, our company, is the honored partner of the year for the Crime Stoppers. Let me get this exactly right. Houston's Heroes Awards luncheon.
So this is so interesting. And our lives work this way. This is why we're sitting here today. I just did a panel this week at Crime Stoppers, and I had never been to the building, the Dave Ward
Beautiful,
building.
Beautiful, isn't it?
First of all, I thought I was in the wrong place. I was like, am I going to get arrested on my way to a Crime Stoppers panel? Because I thought I'd like just navigate into someone else's building and through their security gate, because it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
The space is beautiful. And if you, all of you who are listening know what Crime Stoppers is and know the work that they do, which is tremendous and such an asset in our community. And I was blown away. I was blown away by the beauty of the building and the story that the building, the decor, tells the story of the mission and the
it's almost like walking through a museum.
It is like walking through a museum.
There's a timeline and unfortunately the crime line.
Yeah.
of the past of Houston, but also what's been done to protect us.
No, it was great. And so to your point, this event that's coming up on, what's the date? April 3rd?
April 3rd at the Royal Sonesta.
And it's going to honor, it's honoring people, community leaders, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing, is honoring people who are in the community.
Yes.
Who have, tell us more.
Well, it's honoring Houston heroes as far as they're concerned. People that have been involved in the community doing heroic things and involved with Crime Stoppers.
And the thing I like about it, having taken a peek at the honorees, it's not just people who've given a lot of money. Because to your earlier point, that's not the thing. That's not the way that it has to go in Houston. You know, you time, talent, treasure, right? And so it's the people, some of the folks on the list, it's because they've given their talent or their time, not necessarily their treasure. So I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think they're really recognizing people who have contributed whatever they could, but made a difference.
Right. Speaking of contributions, I know you're involved with American Cancer Society Houston.
Yes, I am.
You are just a little bit involved.
Chair of the board. Just for the rest of my life, probably.
Just a tiny bit involved.
Yes.
But that's another organization that has a huge impact in this city that I don't think many people know about as it relates to the dollars that go into American Cancer Society. So most people have heard American Cancer Society, they know, or ACS, they know what that is and the mission, but they don't necessarily know how it impacts Houston specifically. But I know someone who does.
I do.
So tell us more.
So first I want to say the American Cancer Society is the largest nonprofit in the United States.
In the whole U.S.?
Whole U.S.
Period, bottom
period,
line.
The end.
Drop the mic. Don't drop the mic because we can't. But I mean, but if you could.
We are the largest. We are the second largest cancer researcher in the world after the United States government.
Really?
That is huge. We have funded the last 50 Nobel Prize winners. Funded. So they could do their work and get their prize. But more important than that, we raise between $5 and $6 million every year in Houston. And the American Cancer Society matches it to $26 to $28 million invested in our city.
So that means the American Cancer Society National. So Houston raises the $5 to $6 million. And then National ACS says, OK, Houston, we'll up you. And
they up us by 3 to 4 times every single year and invest it. We're the largest investor in research in the medical center. We're one of MD Anderson's largest investors. And we also do programming. One of our biggest things is Hope Lodge, which is housing for people who can't afford care. So housing and access to care. I remember the first time I went to Hope Lodge, I went to meet everybody at the table. We were serving dinner for Christmas. And everyone I met, to the person, said they would have been sleeping in their car.
Oh, for sure.
They couldn't even afford parking at Anderson.
Oh,
so,
right.
I mean, it was just like, for me, not a total shock, but pretty frightening, because these weren't people that would have been homeless elsewhere.
Correct.
But MD Anderson is one of the best hospitals in the world, funded by the American Cancer Society. And people from all over the world are coming here, and not all of them have means.
That's right. So the fact that ACS is Houston, ACS, the Houston
Greater
affiliate,
Houston, Greater American Houston, Cancer Society of Greater Houston,
is doing such amazing work, makes mm-hmm. me so excited about an event that you and I have that we're going to co-host. You don't say the date because you never get the date right. On Tuesday,
March 26th,
not February 26th.
I think it's Wednesday.
We're going to have an event at Veronica Beer, which is one of my favorite brands, not only because I love their clothes, but because I love their mission, because they have this thing.
VB gives back.
Exactly. And VB is partnering with us to give back to
the American Cancer Society of Greater Houston. And we're just so excited. And they're going to be inviting everybody in River Oaks District. So we're inviting everybody we know. We hope you're lined up out in the street.
Exactly. Don't get us put out of the complex. But we do hope that everyone can come. Okay, so VB gives back. We're going to host this event on the 26th. What's the date,
Whichever
Lisa?
Whichever day it is. It's March 26th. I think it's Wednesday.
It is not Wednesday. It is
Are
a
you
Tuesday.
Sure?
I'm positive. It's a Tuesday. And we're going to host this event. And we're going to do a segment. We're going to do a community segment of our show at Veronica Beard.
And you can be on it if you want.
Well, maybe.
We'll
maybe.
See.
maybe, because like those founders, those tech founders, there's a wardrobe requirement, according to Lisa.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to be good for, you know, TV and whatever. But we're going to host this event, and we're so excited about it because this is one of those examples, and we talk a lot about this, and you'll hear us say this a lot, doing well by doing good. And we've added looking good, doing well.
Doing well by doing good.
Say it again.
Looking good and doing well by doing good.
Sure. Okay.
Honestly, somebody watched us and fed that back to me. That's what she got out of everything.
Oh, okay. Great. So that is the right
word.
Whoa. Okay. Well, excellent. So this is one of those examples.
So I said back, stay focused and stay fabulous.
Well, we're doing that. I mean, that's like, we're always going to do that. But this is one of those examples by this event that we're hosting on Tuesday, March 26th at Veronica Beard, where the ACS Houston is going of Greater Houston is going to be the beneficiary. I cannot wait. I'm so excited about it. So all sorts of things happening. Crime Stoppers honoring the community here, the Houston heroes of our community.
Yes.
VB Gives Back. All proceeds going to, well, portion of the proceeds going to American Cancer
Society of Greater Houston. And I want to plug in Tickled Pink Luncheon for breast cancer and other cancers at the Post Oak April 5th.
We got all
you
kinds
can join
of
us there
on.
For the American Cancer Society. What else is going on
in the community? You know, and that's a good question, and we want to hear from you. So I know that on any given day in Houston, any day of the week, there's all sorts of things that are going on and people who are doing amazing work. Going back to this idea of these Houston heroes, Lisa just thought of one.
The day of our event, we're going to be in Herman Park for Hats in the Park for the Herman Park Conservancy.
Which many people may not know. I think Herman Park Conservancy, the number of zip codes. So say we have, I don't know, I'm making this number up. Say we have 160 zip codes in Greater Houston. Herman Park receives gifts from like 140 of them. So what does that mean, right? So people think, okay, what does that mean? That means that people from all over the city, and a gift can be as small as $50 or, you know, $25, but it really is the people's park. So that's one of the things, that's how we actually initially met, is on the Herman Park Conservancy Board. And it really is the Houston, it's the people's park.
It's our central park.
It is
the center of our city. And if you're fortunate enough, like I am, to be able to walk there, it's just incredible. It's just an incredible experience. It's as diverse as Houston, and it's beautiful. They're incredibly well maintained because of the conservancy.
Correct.
But during the drought or freeze, I don't remember which thing, where all the trees went in Memorial Park, we lost 3 trees.
Right.
We had a plan, we had maintenance, we had water. We lost 3 trees. We didn't have to cut down our whole park. And right. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, no, but just in
park, because back then I probably was in Memorial Park. I hadn't moved yet. But it's an extraordinary park for an extraordinary city.
And the thing that I like the most about the Conservancy, and this is something that kind of goes back to the ACS and just the medical center, you know, this all these things tie together, is it's a refuge. So for some of those families that you talked about that go to Hope House or Bo's Place or any of the facilities within our medical center, they many of them often walk over to Herman Park mm-hmm. and sit out in nature mm-hmm. as a way to restore themselves, a refuge from, you know, all the things, the stress that they're undergoing. And it really is a gem. It's one of those things that makes Houston the heartbeat of Texas. And I'm so proud of it. So,
and along with everything else that's happening between March 26th and April 5th, April 6th, the park is opening the new commons area. Stand by.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
Excited to get to my favorite subject.
It's are your favorite food group, as you like to say.
It is my favorite food group.
And that is?
I love fashion.
Okay, so let's go.
And fashion is a million different things, but right now in Houston, Texas, fashion is Western wear.
Rodeo!
It's rodeo time.
That's right.
So, one of the most exciting things to me, because I'm lucky enough to have visited Aspen in my lifetime, is the Kemosabe annual pop-up shop, which is only here for one more day, but it's been done in the Heights with Nan and Company. And Kemosabe, in case you don't know who they are.
I do not, so say more.
They are the coolest shop, and they're just incredible.
Say more times two.
More times two. In my opinion, it was the first time I ever saw vintage handbags, vintage designer handbags decorated in a Western style that you could wear anywhere.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you can afford one, they're really expensive. However, if you can afford one, it's like this incredible, greatest Louis Vuitton bag ever created with 12-inch fringe on it.
So is it like art? I mean, it could be like...
It's like art. Like you could put these things on a coffee table.
Gotcha.
Without a doubt. But they have the best hat selection. They have clothes. They have shoes. They have vintage boots painted. They have regular boots. Beautiful, beautiful Southwestern style jewelry. Just it's just a cool place. And the coolest place about the Aspen store is it's my favorite thing. It's a salon. People aren't just shopping. They're going in to say hi to the owners, who are fabulous, really cool people. And I think we're here this week and hanging out, which I think if you want to have a great store today, you kind of have to have a place people want to be if you want to be at retail in person.
Right. Well, and you make a really good point. I've started to notice that, and not in many places, but a few places, where the retailer has made a concerted effort to create an environment where people want to come and hang. So, yes, of course, you're going to come and shop. But I was in the Galleria just last weekend, and in Saks, there's like a full bar. I mean, I think there used to just be like a little coffee bar.
No, it's a full bar.
There's a full. I was like, somebody's having a martini, and it's 2 p.m. Hey, no judgment. But I didn't know. I hadn't been since there was this full bar. So your idea around a salon and creating a space for connection and community. And I think that's, you know, as we come off of not being able to connect and be in community, you know, the last, you know, several years because of COVID, et cetera, I think that that is maybe driving some of that. I don't know what your experience has been or what you think about that, but to the fact that Kemosabe and others have really embraced this idea of create environments where people can come, connect, shop, obviously, because, you know, but in being community, I think that's so important. So you say it's Western wear. Do they do anything else, or it's all Western?
I think it's all Western, but I could be wrong. I'm not that much of an expert. What it seems to me is Western.
Because it's based in Aspen.
It's based in Aspen, and yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Western wear all the time.
I think we could be safe to say this. But the most important thing for you all that are listening is that today is the last day. So they're at Rodeo Houston, and today, Sunday, is the last day.
Yeah.
So go check it out. Tell them that Lisa and Shivana, mainly Lisa, but... Lisa and Shivana sent from Culture Club HTX.
I may
sent
have
you.
To go myself.
You should go. You should go. You should show up. But anyway, so Kemosabe in Rodeo Houston today.
Well, it's actually, I think it's at Nan and Company, which I think is on Yale in the Heights. I'm
not exactly okay. Sure. I think, you know what? Is. You know, as we, I think it's there, but I'm thinking.
You think it's at the rodeo?
I think
too?
There's some presence at the rodeo.
Oh, cool.
I'm almost certain. I think I read an article that you sent me, actually, one of the socials. Yes. About them being there. So anyway, okay. Super excited about it. And speaking of rodeo, have you heard about these $8,000 boots?
The Vuitton ones? Louis Vuitton is doing custom boots for $8,000. Yes. Or they just have an LV on them, right?
I don't know. Something like that. But I read the story and I thought, huh? Well, you know, whatever, right? But yeah, $8,000 custom. You could probably put them on your coffee table too. Louis Vuitton.
They
boots.
Look absolutely beautiful.
I mean,
I
wouldn't
do
wear them.
Well, I'd make a handbag out of one of them.
How do you make a handbag out of a boot?
You put straps on it and carry your stuff in.
You're carry around a boot.
Yeah,
a boot
I
purse.
Do something so you could like see it. Because I'm not going to wear Western boots all the time.
Well, there is an actual creative team behind it. And actually, they're called the LV Texan. That's the name of them. So, okay, I like them because I like that name. And so they're going to be in El Paso. And I didn't know this, that El Paso is the cowboy boot capital of the world. Did you know that?
How would I know that?
I mean, because you're in fashion, right?
I'm fashion. I'm
and
not.
You just said you would make a purse out of a boot. So, I mean,
well,
you should know
but
that.
I wouldn't think
you should
to
know.
Wear Western wear first.
You should know that. We were briefing for this show. Isn't there some other boot story that you have? Speaking
oh,
of rodeo
I'm so
boot.
Excited about Ben Berg's new boots. You know,
what is Ben doing? And tell us about his new boots, please.
Well, he has the ranch out at the rodeo, like the restaurant that's
yes.
so fabulous and is sold out every single night. And and have to know somebody to get into almost.
Is he just walking around in boots?
He made a custom pair of ranch boots. Letty made it. Letty is an incredible bootmaker.
Right.
And based here in Texas.
Yes.
L-E-D-D-Y. And Letty made them. And he said that they cost as much as his first car.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. So made him a pair of boots?
They made him a pair of custom boots.
Wow.
For the ranch with the ranch logo on them. And their alligator.
He's wearing them?
He's wearing them.
Mm.
I saw them on his feet.
Okay.
In a picture. And yeah, he said they cost as much as his first car. Now, we don't know how old he is or how much his first car.
Well, my first car cost $900. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, it just depends on what his first car was.
Right.
Right? I mean, right. But I'm assuming that if Letty made them, it's more than $900. But nevertheless.
Well, I don't know if they were $8,000. They could have been more. They were alligator. I don't know that the Louis Vuitton boots are alligator.
I don't know.
I mean, this makes them. Anyway, they're gorgeous, I think.
I think the headline of the story is Shavonna's first car cost $900. And it had a hood that was black and the rest of the body was a different color. Not the point. But anyway, so Ben has these
boots.
Where
did you get the car?
Oh, God. From like the mechanic down the street,
okay,
and et cetera. Anyway, so Ben has these boots.
They're beautiful.
We could probably see them if we get a special invite from someone that we know. And we can go to the restaurant, maybe. And he's there, maybe.
Yes.
Right?
I think he's there pretty much.
I can't believe he'd be wearing these boots around the rodeo at a restaurant if they're that
fabulous.
Well, it's
not dirty in the restaurant. You know, there's a floor and all this kind of. And it's really not dirty anywhere unless you choose to go into the stockyard, which, why would he? He's not killing a cow.
Because it's a rodeo. Why would you go to the stockyard?
Well, but when you're there every day, I'm saying that he's there enough that he can keep his spare pair and go into the.
I got it.
And he has kids, so maybe he's taking them into the petting zoos and things. I don't know how old his children are.
Nevertheless, boots, rodeo, Houston, all of it is super exciting. March is one of my most favorite months, not only because it's your birthday.
Well, that's the best reason.
I mean, that's kind of the best reason. But beyond that, I mean, there's so many exciting things that are happening, not just because we launched in March, but just so many other things that are happening in Houston. And so next week, we're going to be back talking about all kinds of things related to community, fashion, sports,
business. Sports.
And again, we want to hear from you. So if you have topics related to any of those topics, but mainly sports, please do reach out. Let us know. We would love to hear more. And everyone who we said we'd send a calendar invite out to, please be sure to check your email and be on the lookout for our calendar invites because we'd love to have you on the show, especially D'Amico. Right.
And CJ and
Ben and Cup of Joey.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking for this is our second episode, actually, because we have a YouTube episode up, you know, that went up 2 days ago. And we were doing calendar invites from that, too.
So just everyone in Houston, be on the lookout for a calendar invite from one of us to invite you to come and talk to us on the show. And in between now and then, we're going to stay focused and
stay fabulous.
See you. Thank you.
Bye.
ESPN 97.5.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.